Lawmakers are mulling over whether to make premarital thalassemia screening mandatory for grooms, a move that could significantly reduce the spread of a devastating genetic disorder in Pakistan. With one of the highest rates of thalassemia major in the world, the country faces an escalating public health crisis, one that places an immense emotional and financial burden on families while straining an already struggling healthcare system. The proposed legislation is a step in the right direction, but will it go far enough? Unfortunately, the only available cure, a bone marrow transplant, remains out of reach for most due to its prohibitive costs and the difficulty of finding a matching donor. Given these realities, prevention is the only viable solution. A simple blood test can determine whether a person is a carrier, and if two carriers marry, there is a high chance that their child will inherit the disease. Countries such as Iran and Cyprus have successfully implemented mandatory screening, leading to a significant reduction in new cases. Pakistan must do the same, i.e., make a thalassemia-free certificate for the groom, a precondition for solemnizing nikah. It is understood that if the groom is found to be a carrier, the bride will then have to be tested to assess the risk of passing on the disorder. Furthermore, screening must be made accessible and affordable, especially for low-income families who may struggle to bear the costs. For too long, thalassemia has been allowed to spread unchecked, inflicting unnecessary suffering on countless families. This legislation is an opportunity to change that. But for it to be truly effective, it must be designed with prevention in mind. Lawmakers must act decisively, ensuring that the final version of the law is both comprehensive and enforceable.